I'm wondering if you'd go wandering with me through the wilderness and woods to where the winds are blowing free, through the darkness of the night, heading toward the morning light. I wonder if you'd wander with me.
Hey y'all, Dan here. Welcome to another episode of Wandering Monk Hikes. This is the place where we discuss all things hiking, backpacking, and outdoors. Walking the paths of various trails is my passion. It's where I've discovered healing and acceptance. I talked about what drew me to hiking during my first episode when I opened this podcast. I talked a little bit more in episode 2 and began to share about how I selected my backpack, as well as suggesting different ways for new hikers to test their trail legs and see if this is for you. I hope that you can get greater joy from stepping into backpacking through the tips that I shared in that second episode. Now today, we're continuing to talk about backpacking gear. The big three for backpackers include our backpack, our shelter, and our sleep system. So let's talk shelters. As we begin, I want to say that we all have opinions, but the opinion that's most important is yours. You have to find what works best for you. Like all this stuff, you can spend a lot of money on shelters. I'm talking about tents and hammocks, but mostly tents because, frankly, I'm ignorant about hammocks. Let me just give you a personal example. My tent. The tent that I've used since leaving Springer Mountain at the southern beginning of the Appalachian Trail is a Z-Pax duplex tent. It's a trekking pole tent. That is, it's erected by using my trekking poles to hold up the middle and then lines to stake out the sides. Other tents are called freestanding tents. They have a framework of poles to clip or to tie the tent up when you set up camp. My duplex tent is a two-person tent. Now, that's the sort of tongue-in-cheek description. We can fit two people into the tent, but we would be miserable. There'd be no room for anything else. The reason I like my two-person tent is that I can sleep comfortably and store all my gear inside with me. Now, I like to lay out all my stuff. I lay out my batteries and my camera and my spare clothes. That isn't much at all. We'll talk about clothes later on in a future episode. First aid kit to address any cuts or scrapes that I got through the day. And my backpack. I just like having it close by. There are one-person tents, which are lighter in weight. Remember, consider the ounces and the pounds will take care of themselves. Or a three-person tent, if you're hiking with a partner and want to store some of your gear inside. My tent is made from a fabric called Dyneema. It's very durable, but very lightweight. Now, I have a two-person freestanding nylon tent, and it weighs about 3.5 pounds. My duplex weighs in at a whopping 16 ounces. The Dyneema also sheds water better than nylon. My nylon tent is very good. I've never had it leak, even in driving rain, but it does get heavy. The nylon absorbs moisture, and water is heavy. So when I start out in the morning after a night of rain, I really feel the weight of my tent. But that isn't the case with my duplex. I wipe it down, shake it off, roll it up, and I really don't notice any weight gain. It sheds water very well. Now, it's still damp, and I strap it to the outside of my backpack to keep my other things dry, but it works as good as I could hope. And that's my tent. It has a lot of fine qualities, and it has one very big downside. It's expensive. When I got my Z-Pax tent, with no bells and whistles, it was $600. Today, it costs around $700. Now, you can blame it on supply chain or inflation or whatever, but the point is, it's an expensive tent, and you need to seriously consider if it's your best choice. Like I said, there are options, good options. If you like the idea of a trekking pole tent, I just like carrying things that serve multiple uses and then look around. Some other companies like Hyperlite Mountain and Black Diamond, even REI, have excellent tents for much less cost. One of my favorite trekking pole tents is the very first one that I bought. It's based on the duplex design, but with some improvements and some disadvantages. It's the Longshan 2. There's a Longshan 2 Pro now. It pitches just like the duplex. It compacts about the size of a football, and it's roomy and comfortable when it's set up. And it costs, right now, about $150 on Amazon. I just looked it up. It's made of a 15D nylon on top and then a 20D nylon tub floor. It's very well designed. Now, the disadvantages are its weight. It weighs over 3 pounds dry. And, being nylon, it holds moisture like any nylon tent will. That makes it a lot heavier when it's wet. My Longshan 2 always kept me dry. It never leaked. I gave it to my brother when I got my duplex, and he's used it ever since, and he's very satisfied with it. There are great freestanding tents, too. Big Agnes, North Face, and REI have great selections. The good thing about a freestanding tent is that it's more simple to pitch, and you don't have to worry too much about the ground being too hard or too soft to set tent stakes. There have been several times when the ground is so soft, like in the deep forest leaves or on a sandy beach, that I struggle to get my tent stakes to hold. And then sometimes I have to search for a big rock to sit across my tent stakes to keep them from pulling out of the ground and in me enjoying a face full of tent at 2 o'clock in the morning. A freestanding tent has poles that extend and form a framework that holds your tent up. Then many tents have a rain fly, which is another cover that lays over the framework and it shields the insides from the rain. A couple of advantages of this system is that if you have to set up your tent in the rain, you can often set the frame up and then the rain fly over it and then set your tent underneath to protect from the downpour. You also don't have to worry too much about staking the tent to the ground. You need to stake it down, especially in windy areas, but it's less of a hassle than my trekking pole tent. Freestanding tents are often roomier. The dome shape of freestanding tents is more efficient. And also, there's the issue of condensation. As we breathe at night, the moisture from our breath, especially heavy, loud breathers, if you know what I mean, can accumulate on the inside walls of the tent. Condensation can get quite heavy for some folks. And that can seem like you're having a rainstorm inside your tent. And single wall tents, tents that just have one layer of material for both the inside and the outside, they are notorious for condensation. My duplex is a single wall tent. The Longshan, not the Longshan Pro, is a dual wall tent. It has the inner wall, and then it has the rain fly. They're less prone to having condensation problems. Freestanding tents are also usually, I think always, dual wall tents. That helps keep condensation from forming and falling inside on you. And now the disadvantages are that freestanding tents are generally heavier. The poles, even lightweight composite poles, are heavier than no poles at all. The tent and the separate rain fly add to the overall weight. For example, the REI's Quarter Dome 2 is a two-person tent, weighs 2 pounds, 5 ounces. Now that's more than a pound heavier than my duplex. It's also made of nylon, so when it gets wet, the weight goes up. On a positive side, this is a very good tent, and it's currently $260 at REI. So here's my suggestion. Go to an REI store and talk to the people there. They are knowledgeable and happy to discuss your needs, whether you buy anything or not. If you're in Maine, I found that L.L. Bean has the same type of policy. Now, many outfitters are more interested in helping you learn than anything else. I guess they figure if you learn and enjoy the experience, you will come back to them. REI has another great service that I learned about last year during the pandemic lockdown. It's called virtual outfitting. Now, you can schedule a video teleconference with an expert. I had an interview on one of my YouTube videos where Brett with REI Virtual Outfitting and I sat and talked about the big three. Check out that video. It's titled, How to Hike, Backpacking Gear, Where Do I Start? Again, the point is that there are resources out there. Don't feel like you're alone. And for us who have hiked a few miles, we need to remain teachable. I don't know everything. In fact, I don't know very much at all. So I always want to be open to learning. Speaking of learning, let's shift to hammocks. I really don't know anything about hammocks. I know that there are many obvious advantages. I'm always looking for level ground where with a hammock, that's less important. You need to be looking for trees. There are covers to give you protection from the rain, quilts and underquilts to keep you warm. And I'll invite a guest to a future episode where we'll talk specifically about hammocks. And that way you get good information. But if you're just beginning, you probably will find yourself in a tent. So the things that I shared will give you a good start. We've looked at backpacks and tents. The next time, let's talk about sleep systems. Think about how you sleep at home. That's how you'll want to sleep when you're on the trail. Nights can cause stress for some out on the trail. So we'll talk about how to sleep well while we're hiking. You really can do it. So let's go walking together. And we'll leave the streets in these neighborhoods, head over the river.